In our continuing series, The Power of One, we visit the dance studio of Anthony Williams. He grew up poor in the Boston Projects. Dance was his way out, and he went on to perform with ballet troupes around the world. Then Anthony Williams returned to the community he left behind.
Make a little bigger circle, push out over there, push out, that's it.
Got involved with dance late on, just turned 17. I was pretty athletic and doing sports, and I was also working out in gymnastics. And I heard that some of the gymnasts were going to ballet class to help their gymnastics, and you know, that's how I got into it. And then I found that I had a real talent to do it, so I stuck with it.
I started dancing when I was 3 here.
I started dancing when I was 6.
I started dancing when I was 3 and I was really good when
I started dancing when I was 8.
I was the odd person, you know, to be a part of the company and the school. You know, I was the only poor kid there, and my father was an alcoholic, and you know, it's just a lot of things that weren't going well for me as a young person, and dance was the first thing that did go well, so I just clung on to it for dear life.
Alright, put that pretend book on your head and don't let it drop off so you have a straight happy back.
Happy back.
You know, I've danced around in maybe 4 or 5 different companies, but careers tend to be short in the dance world, and so at the tender young age of 35, 36, it was time to hang up my ballet slippers.
Now we're going where? We're going the other
way.
Get ready.
But I had a friend that said, you should go back to your roots, you know, and teach those kids where you were raised. So I said, yeah, you're right. And so I did. Well, I give about 30 scholarships a year.
Great. Hey, freeze. Girls, we're doing freeze dance.
They're mixed in with the other kids. They don't know who is paying and who isn't. And they just feel like they're, you know, like anyone else. There's no separation here. I've had one boy that's been with me for 4 years, and in the beginning he had a scholarship, and he and his brother were both here, and they were both in, were being recruited in the early days by a street gang, and their mom saw that. She intervened by bringing the kids to my school.
What do you most like about dancing? D, go.
I can do backflips.
Okay,
I do cartwheels, I do front flips, pataçãos.
Ooh, pataçãos, wow.
And I like to tap, and I like to do ballet, I like to do everything.
I give the scholarships because I just wanted to pass sort of, you know, that same experience that I had. You know, hopefully there might be a person, a child, that is in the same situation that I was. And, you know, that's my whole raison d'etre, is to try to, before I die, is to help a kid like I was helped by dance.
Everyone, we see you all march fast like this. Go. Now march over here.
That story was produced by the World Vision Report's Cynthia Graber, and the sound engineer was Doug Boyles.